welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I thank you for joining me. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue sharing a few thoughts on worship. And I'd like to share with you a passage found in the book of Exodus, the 30th chapter. And of course, in these related chapters of Exodus, God is being very specific on how He wanted the Testament, the Old Testament of worship, to be conducted in the tabernacle. And He was very specific. And in verse 34, I'll read to verse 38, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto thee sweet spices," and I'm probably not going to do justice to the pronunciation of these spices, "stakte and anitcha and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight," in other words, weigh the same, "and equal proportions, and thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection, after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, ye shall not make it to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy," H-O-L-Y, but also I would say holy, completely, "for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereof shall be even cut off from his people." In other words, this particular fragrance was not to be imitated. It wasn't to be replicated. It was only that particular odor was something that God ordained. And so when He takes of saying these precious spices, which they had, and blend them into a fragrance of incense, if you will, which was the work of a perfumer. And He says, don't make any incense with this formula for yourself. It has to be holy unto the Lord. And so it's interesting, the choice of these four ingredients that make up the holy incense, which was set before the Lord to illustrate the worship that God seeks from us, the purity of heart, the completeness, the fragrance of our worship and our praises that go before Him. And so it's interesting to note that one half of the incense speaks of our contribution to worship, if you can say that, and the other half speaks of God's part, what He does. The first half was made up of one-third of gum resin. That was the stakte, S-T-A-C-T-E, and one-third of anitcha, and another one-third of galbanum. Frankincense made up the other half of the formula. And that first ingredient, stakte, it's a gum resin that oozes spontaneously from the bark of certain trees in the Palestinian region. And this would speak of the spontaneity of worship that God desires, worship that just flows freely and as an artesian well, if you will, springing up out of our innermost being, worshiping Him. And, of course, the more time we spend with the Lord in prayer and in His Word, the more we will see how great and worthy and wonderful He really is. And if I can use a comparison, our hearts will ooze, if you will, spontaneously with love and worship to Him, even as that gum resin oozes from the bark of those trees. And the other resin, the other substance that is used is anicca. It's a substance which is obtained from the, this is a quote, closing FALPS valves of a certain deep sea mollusk, sort of a clam type creature with a shell. And this speaks of two things. First, it tells us that just as individuals had to go to the depth of the sea to get this sea creature, so God wants our worship to come from deep within our innermost being. And of course, it was the lack of depth and sincerity and genuineness in Israel's worship that God said to Isaiah, "These people come near to me with their lips. They were singing, all right. They were going through the motions, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by men." That's Isaiah 29 and 13. And so the first concept is that sense of depth, of having to dive deep to get this precious substance. And also this particular substance tells us that God wants our worship to come from our hearts. He's not interested in a show. He's not interested in how we sound, what we do with our bodies, lift our hands or not. Of course, those are all commended in the scriptures. But the Word of God tells us, and all of us, as with unveiled face or open face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being changed, if you will, transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor. Hallelujah. From one degree of increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. In other words, worship is open. And then also, continuing on, worship proceeds from a brokenness before the Lord. That other substance, galbanum, it's an amber-colored substance gathered by breaking the stem of certain local plants and collecting the milky substance that oozes from the break. And I don't know about you, beloved, I can remember when I was a child, there are plants, trees like fig trees or milkweed, that's a good example there, or dandelions, they all produce a whitish milk like this. And in order to see that, this speaks of brokenness. In order for one to see that stem, if you will, has to be broken. And so this speaks of the brokenness that God desires in our worship, that we have allowed God to put us on the potter's wheel, if you will, and that He, as the great potter, is able to fashion clay that He will find malleable in His hands. If it's not, well then, what does He do? He breaks the pot. He has to start over. David declared in Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their distress and troubles. The Lord is close to them who are of a broken heart." Beloved, if some of you feel you're in that place today and you feel so utterly alone that no one really understands and you feel so far away from the Lord, no, the Lord is telling you in this scripture, He's close to you. He's close to those who are of a broken heart, and save such as are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and thoroughly penitent. Psalm 51, that Psalm of David's, verse 17, he says, "My sacrifice," the acceptable sacrifice, if you will, to God, "is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, Thou wilt not despise, the King James says. A heart that is broken and contrite, broken down with sorrow for sin, and humbly and thoroughly penitent, such, O God, you will not despise, you will not turn away. And we know from Zephaniah, Jesus worships in our worship. And then let's take a moment just to look at that last element of the incense. It's frankincense. And of course, perhaps that's the most familiar fragrance that we are familiar with. That is, of course, we think of the wise men at Christmas time. One of them, we celebrate that at Christmas. Whenever they did come, I think it was a couple, he was in a house. He wasn't in the manger, if you will. That frankincense is pure white, and it's obtained the same way as the former substance, galbanum. And basically, it's caused by the breaking of, a local plant, and the milky substance that comes from that break. That is, it's pure white. Frankincense is actually pure white and is obtained the same way as galbanum, by breaking. And this, of course, says two things, not only brokenness, but of course, purity. Whiteness stands for purity. And of course, only Jesus Christ can be described in these two terms. He was the perfect, holy, spotless Lamb of God, whose body was broken for each one of us, for the entire world, to take away the sins of mankind. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Well, those are just a few interesting details regarding the incense of the tabernacle, but you can see, I think we'll never get tired of understanding the Word of God throughout eternity. There's layer upon layer and revelation upon revelation to be found in the pages, in the very sentences of the Word of God. So may our worship be pure and holy, coming from a broken heart, a contrite spirit. That is, it's spontaneous, and it's to be complete with all of our heart. God is desiring those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And may we be counted among that number. Amen and amen. Well, my time is gone. I must bid you adieu. Until next time, the announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me and for your prayers. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,